Hey guys, welcome back to Blazing Hot Instagram. This is the fourth module, and in this module, we're gonna talk about how to have authentic DM conversations with your followers in a way that does not make them feel sleazy or salesy. Now, you might have heard about how Instagram is all about building connections and relationship building, right? It all starts in the DMs. You can start the conversation in the DMs and build a relationship with your followers right from there. It's not about pitching, neither to get people into your programs, but it should come genuinely to you. If it doesn't, you should just leave the conversation right there. Don't drag the conversation, don't make it harder for yourself or for them. I've had amazing conversations with people inside the DMs, and those have converted into my programs, and those were the easiest conversions for me. But when I built relationships with them, I never did that with the purpose of pulling them into my programs. And that should never be your purpose too. If it is, you'll always feel like your conversation isn't going anywhere, or what should I say now? Will she like it? What if my one word gets her to think that I'm not the right person for her to buy from? These are the questions that you would think when you think like you are trying to sell to them. So there's a right and a wrong way to start and continue the relationship with your followers. It shouldn't feel dragging and draining to any one of you. So here are a few rules of talking authentically inside the DMs. First, never start a conversation by asking, "How are you?" or "How's your business going?" or "Would love to know more about you or your business," or "Let's get to know each other," or "Where are you from?" These are all no-nos. These are all signs of getting them into your programs, and these are all ways that people are now aware and afraid of. People would just run away from your conversations if you start them by this way. Here's the right way to start the conversation. Praise something about them. And that should definitely be about something that is not related to your or their business, because people run away from these type of conversations, as I already mentioned. People love to hear about themselves. And when you talk about them, they start talking. Now, again, it shouldn't be something like, "I love your profile," because that's vague. That's literally vague. Talk about something that is visible on their profile that they are trying to improve on. When you repeat something that they think is true for them, aka that is the thing that has improved, it gets them interested and they start listening and talking. Saying things like, "That post with pink and purple embroidery was amazing," or "That tip about nutrition was very helpful," or "You have such a great sense of humor. Not only your posts, but your stories are funny too," or "I had so much fun watching your stories, especially that one where your kid is sliding through the pool. He is adorable." People love to hear good things about themselves and their kids or anything that they are proud of. So making them feel really good about what they are proud of and just repeating that in front of them so that they feel like you are coming out genuinely and make them talk about themselves. Remember, you are appreciating their efforts and their work, but don't come up as a fan. You are not supposed to give them the hint that you'll be their client, otherwise they would start thinking about how to get you inside their programs instead of how your services might help them. So just appreciating a few things about them is good enough. Second, don't send voice messages right away. Voice messages are a hint to people that she's going to pitch or she's going to sell in the long run. Now, everyone just knows that this is a selling technique, and that is why sending a voice message right away is a complete no-no. Now, there's another reason for not sending voice messages right away, and that is, until and unless you know them good enough, they are not ready to connect with you that way. That person might be at a place, at a coffee shop, not being at home. They might not be in a position to hear out your voice message right away, even if they want to. It just becomes too unpredictable of you of sending the voice message right away. Here's the right way to send a voice message if you want to send a voice message, okay? Either ask them whether or not you can send a voice message so that they are prepared to listen to it, or you can send them a message saying, "This could get long, so I'll voice message you instead." And then send the voice message right away and then give them a summary of what's the voice message about. This way you're preparing them beforehand and telling them why you're sending the voice message and what's it about. It's not unpredictable to them now. Third, don't send long messages, especially when you are selling to them. Long messages overwhelm your followers, especially when you are talking about your offers. Let's say they asked you about your services and you send two very long messages. This would overwhelm them and would become a reason for them to ghost you. Instead, what you can do is give pieces of information and ask at the end, how does this feel to you? Also, sending graphics instead is a complete no-no too. It feels automated and there's no human connection over there. What you can do instead is use voice messaging and then ask at the end, how does this feel? This will make them feel like they are in control of the conversation and it's not going out of their hands. People start ghosting if you put heaps of information in front of them or if they feel like you're not interested or you're just throwing in the automated answers. Make your answers specific to them. They should feel like you're serving them personally. That's very important. Now, fourth. Never ever try to get cold followers into your offers. You should never pitch your offers to someone who just followed you or who you have never ever talked to before. Also, even if you've had a few discussions before, you should make sure that the person has shown some interest in learning from you. If not, never ever ask them to get into your offers. It sounds salesy and desperate. It also depreciates your authority. I strongly suggest to never ever do that. Fifth, see the other person as human. Never talk to them just because you see them as dollars for your business. This way, you'd feel awkward while talking to them and they would notice that too. You need to be personally interested in what you are talking to them. If you are not, then there's no point in continuing the conversation. Leave it right there. By thinking about dollars, you'll just make the conversation difficult for you and difficult for them as well. Talk to them as you would to someone who you would meet in a park and talk like a general person. You would never pitch to someone you just met, right? You'd never talk to someone in a park just because you want them to be inside your programs, would you? Just talking casually and seeing them as humans or someone who you just met in a park would make your conversation and relationship with them so much easier. Trust me. People don't remember how did you talk even if you made a little mistake somewhere. They just remember how you made them feel. And if you made them feel really good about whatever the conversation you are talking about, even if it's not related to your offers, they would remember how you made them feel. If you talk with them just because you want them in your programs, they would be able to smell that desperation and they would remember that for sure. This would make them ghost you because you made them feel like you are not there for them, you are there for dollars. And that's one of the reasons I suggest you talk casually. Never ever start with a conversation by talking about business, either yours or theirs. Don't ask them, how's your business going? That's a clear sign you are there to do business with them and they'll just run away if you do that. Sixth, stop asking someone to follow you or sending your recent posts through the DMs. I have recently started noticing people doing such things and it just makes you look desperate for just one follow or just one like. It also hinders your authority as not being able to gather followers even though you are an authority. That's a question that they might think about. Your followers would think if you have to ask for a follow or for a like, are you an authority anyway? Seventh, if you are not in mode of the conversation, don't talk. If you are not feeling like talking to someone or if you are feeling exhausted, mark the conversation as unread and get back to that message the next day in the morning or anytime when you are actually feeling in the mood of talking to that person. People can also smell a low vibe message and it shows up in your words too. It's better to send a delayed message than send a low vibe message. Eighth, make your messages customized to them. They shouldn't feel like you are sending automated texts. Make your messages customized to them. They should feel like you see them, that you are not too busy. They should feel like they are getting extra attention and if they join your program, they would get the same kind of attention from you as well, that they would be your favorite client. So in the early messages, when you are just starting the conversation, show the same level of excellence and detail that you would do for a client so they feel special. Ninth. Show your authority. After you've had a good amount of conversations with a person, You can take the conversation eventually back to business talk, and while you're there, show yourself as an authority by bragging about yourself humbly. You're just gonna make some humble brags. Showing some internal business wins might do the job as well. You can say something like, "Yeah, that's crazy. I just had a beautiful woman came out of nowhere and joined my new program. She was like, how can I work with you right away? These type of messages are some messages that give me immense pleasure, doesn't it?" That was a simple message, yet it showed that you are an authority and that you are able to get people inside your programs out of nowhere, right? But you definitely want to make sure that you are talking in context of the conversation and don't come out of nowhere and start bragging about yourself. Now that we've talked about some rules of how to have authentic DM conversations, let's talk about how to start a conversation authentically without making someone feel like you're just coming out of nowhere and filling up your DMs.